Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ever thought about all the things that are fast and fun? Like race cars, roller coasters, and horses. Know what else is fast and fun? Adding quick cash to your next Tennessee Cash Play for the chance to win up to $500 instantly. Plus, a chance to win the Tennessee Cash Jackpot drawing later. Have some fun now and later with Tennessee Cash, featuring the new Quick Cash add-on, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
You hear that? Nothing. I love it.
That's the sound of your new IKEA kitchen soft close drawers. Now through July 28th, IKEA family members get 10% off at the IKEA kitchen event. Restrictions apply. Visit IKEA or IKEA-USA.com for details. Financing options available with the IKEA Project Credit Card. Subject to credit approval, Community Capital Bank issues IKEA Project Credit Card accounts. Minimum monthly payments and minimum purchase required. See an IKEA coworker for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs, and thighs in original or spicy, and two large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile.
By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek.
Woo! Charmin booty smile.
Charmin ultra soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
So
Saturday, July 13th, Duncan Williams Investment Bankers presents the Doobie Brothers live at the Garden. Don't miss this fantastic summer show at the Memphis Botanic Garden. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. For more info, visit liveatthegarden.com. Also presented by FedEx, True Green, Infinity of Memphis, Regions Bank, Radiance, Pro Show, Mahaffey, and PDR.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Good tattoos aren't cheap. Cheap tattoos aren't good.
There's no one way to manage your money. There's only your way. And Regions' award-winning service makes it easy to handle your money according to your own unique priorities. All with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
It's okay if she makes more money than you. Actually, it's pretty cool.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at Regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
This music feels like it's either award showy or I'm waiting in line for a ride at Disney World.
We're trying to theme it out here. It's like the 2019 Mespies are on.
Soaring over Memphis. Like, that's what this feels like right now. The 2019 Mespies.
Please step over here to the left if you're getting on the ride.
Continue. Buckle up. Yeah. Help your kid first.
Theme park, yeah. There you go. I enjoyed our first category in the first hour, which was the viral moment.
Viral
of the
moment.
Year.
We had a couple plays.
Yep.
We are going to go to biggest upset.
Biggest upset in Memphis.
There's one. Yep. We have one nomination. The Grizzlies getting the number two pick over the Lakers and the Knicks.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, let me get my.
That's me clapping myself. I don't.
We'll take luck.
I think that's fantastic, we'll especially with too. what it's given us so far. Okay, next up is...
Let me put in another contribution, though. Will he or won't he commit to Memphis? The James Wiseman moment. I mean, that was...
Was it an upset?
Not an upset.
I would call the upset...
Okay, that was
Boogie
an upset.
Boogie Ellis switching from Duke to Memphis.
Okay, Boogie Ellis switching. Okay.
I think that would constitute... Those are both good. We had two lifetime achievement nominees, which was when, I hate to even bring it up, one of them was when CBU beat Memphis in their exhibition game.
That's in the lifetime
for sure. Back in 2014,
sure.
Lifetime achievement.
Oh, that was
and
in
then
the
also
pasta era.
When Memphis beat Peyton Manning's Tennessee team
for sure.
In 1986.
Absolutely.
So those two will be remembered in the lives of Memphians.
Absolutely.
Forever. Although the CBU one, a lot of people would like to forget that.
People at CBU
happened.
Will remember
yes.
it.
CBU's fan base is very excited. Mm-hmm. Best game. This was hard. Like we were just talking about with Jeff. When you think back on it, there were good games. Don't get me wrong. We had a lot of exciting things. But there's not one that just stands out and you think, wow. Like that first half.
It was
half
kind of a lame year, actually.
It was kind of a lame year. It's a rebuilding year,
bro. We're waiting on the elite class
the
coming
good
to Memphis.
Times are, but I will say, like thinking back on the Memphis-Yale basketball game. Mm-hmm. It was just their third game of the season. So Penny Hardaway is still super early in his inaugural year, and he wants to keep doing things right. And you have Yale come in, which even though they've been a tournament team, it's still Yale.
It's Yale.
It's frickin' Yale. And Yale takes Memphis to double overtime. But it was a great game, and the best part of that game was, Yale had five players foul out, including three of their starters. Mm-hmm. And then when Tyler Harris was fouled at the end of regulation to force OT, the freshman, nails one, two, three.
Three of them.
All three of them. That was incredible.
I mean,
honestly, so much ended up happening throughout the year that I feel like we almost forgot about that moment. Yep. And Tyler made so many actual threes, but those might have been the most important 3 points of his freshman season at Memphis.
I think that was Tyler Harris's sort of coming out moment where we knew that he was going to be the kind of player that we thought he could be to get them through the first year before James Wiseman arrives this year. But I think it was where we all were like, whoa, Tyler Harris, look at Tyler Harris. The Tennessee
he had the
game,
mental part to go with what he already brought skill-wise.
I enjoyed that game a lot because of the comeback, the win, and the overtime stuff. The Tennessee game
atmosphere
was good.
Atmosphere was fantastic.
The Tennessee atmosphere was fantastic last year.
And then I'll give credit to the Memphis-Houston game that was for the West Division title slot in the AAC championship game. Looking back, I mean, when they went for it on 4th-and-1, and I still remember watching defensive lineman, by the way, JoJo Dorsey.
Oh, sure.
After the game, he was put in at fullback for that. And it was just amazing. It was very on brand for what Memphis football had done all season, which was run the ball, will your way through. They go on to win 52-31, ran for 401 yards as a team, which helped them set the new single season rushing record at Memphis with 3,311.
That was a fun game.
And you know what? Yes, it could have been more fun if they had won some of the games they were supposed to win throughout the season.
Tulane.
But I give them, I was at that game, and it was miserable.
That was rough.
It was the post game after that was
What we learned is it can't rain when Memphis plays football.
No, which if you hadn't learned the year before, then now you got to learn again. But I'll give them a ton of credit because they at least turned it up enough to still make it back to the conference championship game, and now they have more to build on, and yada, yada, yada. So that was great. We're not going to pick a winner out of those.
Okay, let's see.
We're just going to give nominees.
You're not going to pick the winner?
I'm not going to pick the winner.
All right.
I'm just going to let it go. I'm going to let those moments live in destiny.
They're all equal.
All right, greatest moment. We have James Wiseman picks Memphis. Again, all things that got excited about the future.
Moment,
James Wiseman picks Memphis. The NBA lottery, which was also our upset, getting the number 2 pick. Mm-hmm. Jaw falls into your lap. Penny's introduction at Memphis Madness, which Jeff says he did wrong, which is an interesting take.
It is. I kind of agree with him.
Looking back on
Madness,
it, I kind of agree because I don't really remember. I do remember it. Don't get me wrong. I remember it. But it doesn't in the lore of Memphis forever. I mean, I remember Penny's opening press conference more than I remember that.
It wasn't set up when they brought him out. It was kind of anticlimactic because we were all sort of waiting. There it is. It's a full sold out FedEx Forum, and the way it was done. But it was, I tell you, Madness was awesome. I mean, that whole moment was amazing to me. The Wiseman one was clearly amazing. The Morant thing was good. I will tell you, I would add to your list. Chandler, I hate to even bring up a negative moment, but when Chandler Parsons got traded, it was a lot like when we found out that Josh Pastner was going to a different school.
Okay.
Before we found out we were getting Tubby Smith.
The moment before.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair. I understand. It was a big deal for people here. I came in after the Parsons.
Yep.
I came in the summer after Chandler's deal, a couple months later.
After the... Okay. No, I'm talking about when they...
No, I know. I just mean in terms of my... Like, I was here for the full Chandler Parsons era.
Yes.
And I guess maybe one of my hot takes... I think Chandler gets a bit bad of a rap here in Memphis, which is fine. I think it's on brand for... Memphis is super passionate, and this was a dude who wasn't giving back in the way that the city wanted, whether that be on the court, off the court, attitude, whatever. I think if I have to pick a winner... I picked James Wiseman announcing to Memphis because of all that it encompassed and what that ended up setting off for. Because even, you know, someone said Precious Achiuwa picking Memphis. Well, Precious Achiuwa doesn't pick Memphis without James Wiseman picking Memphis. So you have to go back to the immediate. So I give James Wiseman picking Memphis the greatest moment in Memphis sports calendar this time around.
Good selection.
All right. Record-breaking performances. We have Daryl Henderson's first half against Central Florida.
Okay.
We have Jeremiah Martin's 43 points against Tulane, then becomes the first player to score two 40-plus point games in a career at Memphis. He did it in the same month. And then we have one other one, which is Allie and Hayden Hill with Rhodes Swimming. They are brothers and sisters, and they set all kinds of records at Rhodes and went to the NCAA tournament for swimming, Division III. We add them to our list. I know in the last segment we talked with Jeff about Male Athlete of the Year, and we'll get into that when we get there, too. He said Daryl Henderson was his Male Athlete of the Year, which is why I'm giving my record-breaking performance to Jeremiah Martin. Because when you think back on that cold month of February here in Memphis, what he did in February was actually insane. Like, it was so much fun to watch. He has the 41 points against Central Florida, or South Florida, excuse me, on the road. Then he goes on to have 26 against Cincinnati, 31 at ECU, 25 at UCF, and then 43 at home against Tulane, which was the big one. And he had 37 at Wichita State the next 3 days later. He could have had 40 again.
That game was amazing. That second half was amazing. I have one addition to the local sports moment here.
Okay.
And that is a submission from the amateur ranks. Rachel Heck. Female golfer.
No, she's in my sports of the year.
All right, that's in the year. Oh, that's the big
one. Female athlete of the year.
I need to leave it off then.
She
I had it as a moment, but you're right. There's
was
so
the
much,
moment th- when th- she did the putt?
Probably the putt,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's... Sorry. I love Rachel Heck.
I'm not trying to...
Rachel Heck is my gal.
Yeah, she's going to have to get a shout-out, so we'll save it.
Let me save my ode to Rachel Heck.
Good.
So I give it to Jeremiah Martin.
I like the Jeremiah Martin.
We move on to Male Athlete of the Year, which I'm going to give to Daryl Henderson in terms of where he stacks up in the Memphis football players forever.
Yeah.
He was there, and he forced, I feel like even though Memphis and other American schools who are in the conversation of, you know, the New Year's Six Bowl for the Group of Five, and they continue to get as a team, it's very hard to get individual name recognition nationally when you do not play at one of the Power Five schools. And people by the end of the season were paying attention to what Daryl Henderson was doing. Yeah. Not everyone. Yeah. I won't pretend like everyone knows who he was. But he had enough of a chance there. Now, a sub-off of Male Athlete of the Year is the High School Male Athlete of the Year, which I know, oh my God, James Wiseman, what else are you going to do? But I have two other really, really formidable opponents, kind of.
Candidates?
Maurice Hampton, MUS, two-sport athlete.
Yes.
Football, baseball. Oh, he's going to go to LSU, and he's going to play both sports at LSU. He ended up not going as high as they anticipated in the MLB draft, which I think is college football's biggest gain. Love Maurice Hampton. I think he is going to be such a baller at the next level. Now, my other one is Horn Lake linebacker N'Kobe Dean. Another fantastic young athlete who's going to be playing at Georgia. Yep. And someone that we should remember. Someone's already dubbed him Georgia football's next defensive general. He has not started yet. That's pretty good. Now, I understand we're in Memphis, and so James Wiseman is the obvious winner in this situation. But it was closer than some might think.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and a special shout-out to
close call.
Yeah, Jonah Jordan nominated himself as male athlete of the year. Great. He didn't nominate himself. He just said he couldn't wait to win. So I'm here to say Miss Congeniality goes to Jonah Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Shouts to Bill Norton at Christian
Bill
Brothers.
Bill Norton, great, too. And he's going to Georgia as well. So he's he'll be there with N'Kobe Dean.
From Christian Brothers.
We have so many good high school athletes in this city.
Bill Norton is going to be a stud at Georgia. Yeah. You watch him. Mr. Football here in the state of Tennessee.
He's very, very good. Next up.
Next up.
Female athlete of the year, which is where I give, like, I have, okay, two teams that win the total female athlete package, which is the Memphis women's soccer team, who won the AAC tournament.
You know, we had an intern, Catherine Lavasseur.
Yeah,
was here.
I remember when you guys had her on.
Catherine was here last summer and interned at 92.9. She was on that team and now playing professionally. Her and her twin sister both playing professional soccer.
Really? Yeah, that's amazing.
Shouts to Catherine.
So they ended up, they went to the NCAA tournament. We have the Rhodes women's basketball, which I'm not doing a coach of the year because everyone is going to say Penny Hardaway, so that's the dumb category,
it's a tough
to
category
have
to have in the Messies.
But subculture of female athlete of the year and teams, talking about that Rhodes women's basketball team, Coach Lauren Sumsky, who has now moved on to Lipscomb University. I love this shade. She is the only coach in Memphis to lead her team to the NCAA tournament last year.
Oh.
What's up, Rhodes?
All right.
They get it. And then I have first, Rachel Heck,
Rachel Heck, who we brought up.
She is, if you don't know Rachel Heck at this point in Memphis, stop. Like, come on. You have to know who Rachel Heck is. I did my first story on Rachel when she was still a freshman at St. Agnes. She had already planned to commit to play college golf at Stanford. She has been ranked as high as 10th in the world amateur golf rankings, and last year she sank a putt to clinch the Junior Ryder Cup for Team USA. She is incredible. Whole family of golfers. Incredible family, too. Super nice. I know that doesn't factor into athletic prowess, but just great people, and Rachel Heck is one of those women golfers that you best know her name, and you best remember that she came from Memphis, and I'm going to have one extra, I guess this would be not our Jimmy V award, but our version of a great award for a great person with who has had tremendous obstacles to overface this year. I'm giving it to Anna Della Rosa, who is a women's soccer player at Christian Brothers University. She also works for 901 FC. She has been battling leukemia at St. Jude for the last year. She's a Memphis native, Houston High School alum, and she is an incredible person. She finished her last round of chemotherapy, I think, 2 weeks ago. It might have been last week.
Wow.
We are always thinking about Anna Della Rosa, and I cannot wait. She plans on it. She plans on returning to play next year at CBU. That will be a heck of a story.
Wow.
I call dibs.
Wow.
But to be out there and to see her. So she counts in the female athlete category. I, as a woman on this show, I am making my pledge this year to be better at giving women athletes in Memphis more of the credit that they deserve, because I sometimes feel that things get overshadowed, overlooked. And that is why, since I had high school options for the men, I have a high school option for the women, and that's Jayla Hemingway, basketball player going on to play at Mississippi State next year. She played for Houston High School. Again, incredible. Get excited about her. Okay, so some quick randoms as we as we move through this, the knockoff t-shirt award of the year, because I think that was really important to hit.
Yep.
I said this was an obvious one, and if you think differently, I'll be really interested.
Okay.
The Hardaway Miller 2020 shirt is a genius.
I like that one the best.
I'm coughing. I'm dying because I love that one.
That's my favorite one.
It's so good.
Yes.
It's a good design.
Yes.
That's half
the design
thing.
Is clean.
Clean cut design, easily wearable,
yep.
good conversation starter.
Yep. Works
I
out of market and in market too. Like if you're traveling, that one is the one that resonates
the
most.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it
I do like the when Penny did his, you know,
the smoke.
We want all the smoke.
Yeah, that
was
one,
good.
There were a couple of versions of that one. That's tough because it's a longer like message, so you got to be careful that with the design on the smoke.
Too many
shirts.
Words are hard. Right, I actually here's my challenge to
clean.
You, Memphis. I want a shirt that is just Memphis Tigers something that just says all the smoke.
Right.
I don't want any other words, just all the smoke with some cool design. Somebody make it happen. That'll be great. Were there any other knockoff t-shirts this year that I can think
the
of?
The line, the get the F out of here one.
That had one.
There was
it?
The line that Penny used against Rick Barnes, that was on a shirt, so somebody printed a shirt with that on it. Those were the ones that popped up on my Twitter feed.
That would be great.
Were there any other ones? I don't remember
I don't
any
so.
Others.
All right, Hardaway Miller, that's my it's my eternal vote. Okay, best supporters.
Yep.
Bluff City Mafia.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
That was the runaway category win of the year for the Bluff City Mafia.
Y'all, if you have not been to a 901 FC game
the and smoke bombs and stuff.
Taken in what Bluff City Mafia does on a game-to-game basis, I challenge you to go and meet them at the Brass Door.
God.
They're there like an hour before the games. They are having some beverages. They march over to AutoZone Park as a unit, chanting, cheering. I was there for the one when D'Angelo Williams marched with them. It was nuts. He was so into it. It was really cool. And then they are there hyping up the whole game. Their enthusiasm has helped drive soccer's success in Memphis. I will stand by that. They are fantastic. Best social media award goes to Molly Morrison of the Made in Memphis account. She came out. We're sticking with the chicks rule. I won't say boys drill. We can all exist. Mm-hmm. It's cool. But she has this great account, Made in Memphis, on Twitter. She has run it anonymously for years since she was in seventh grade. And it's been a young woman now this whole time. She was a teenage girl. And it was one of, if not the most popular Grizzlies fan accounts in Memphis. And she came out and revealed her identity and continues to have baller content. So make sure to follow her. This is I promised the Fletch category.
Yep.
So he presented us with three all-time moments.
Three all-time moments.
He didn't stick within the 1 year.
How many more categories do we have?
This is it.
This is our final one. Final category.
Yeah.
All-time moments.
But these were just so
the
strange.
The Mespies.
I don't know any of these because they predate me, but when the pyramid opened and all the bathrooms overflowed.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It's an interesting one. And then when the Grizzlies eliminated the Clippers and Chris Paul got ejected, Game 6, 2013.
That was big.
Paul had never been ejected from the playoffs before, and I thought that was nice and timely.
Western Conference Finals was an all-timer. I mean, that was unbelievable.
See, those are the kind of game versions that we need to aspire. Mm-hmm. People of Memphis, athletes of Memphis, coaches of Memphis, you can help make our jobs easier next year. Give us the games.
Yep.
Give us the moments on the court, on the field, that we will remember forever. I like this because I had all the answers on my laptop, so I couldn't pull like a who was it who announced it? Steve Harvey announced the wrong name at the
Miss award ceremony, Miss America.
Pageant.
Yeah, yeah. That was it for the 2019 Jessica Benson Mespies on 92.9.
Wow.
Great job. Great job.
What a time to be a Memphis sports fan. Am I right?
Beautiful time.
All right, we are going to. Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh. No love for three-time Mr. Football Eric Gray. Eric Gray is, and I say this, I love all high school athletes I cover. Eric Gray is my favorite high school athlete I've covered in Memphis, and I left him off my list, and that is
there you
shame.
Go. There we
on
go. We got you, Eric.
Mwah. He's great. He's going to be fantastic at Tennessee next year. All right, when we come back, we talk with my good friend, mentor, SiriusXM Sports first woman host that they ever had, Rachel Barbeau. She's coming up next.
Listen up, Memphis. Everybody's favorite fitness center, ATC Fitness, is kicking it up a notch with newly added hydro massage lounges to some of our locations and soon to be all of our locations. Stop by today for a demo. It's the most relaxing, refreshing, and rejuvenating thing you can do for yourself on the market today. And it's included in our premium membership. Come on in. You deserve it. Check us out online at atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Now that Human Resources VP Ashley Campbell has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, she's managing her workforce like a rock star. She even has her own hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have a really diverse workforce with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
Don't stop, I'm the dream, you should know that.
Now we're motivating and engaging the right people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Germantown Hardware and Paint is where you can take care of everything grilling this summer. They're a Big Green Egg Platinum Authorized dealer. No one in the city has more Big Green Egg accessories, merchandise, everything than Germantown Hardware and Paints.
Yep, love our Big Green Eggs from Germantown Hardware and Paints, but that's not all they do when it comes to grills. They're the largest dealer of Weber grills in the Mid-South. They've also got the Traeger wood pellet grills. They're Germantown Hardware and Paints at the corner of Germantown Road and Poplar and at germantownhardware.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
A good friend of mine often says that golfers are the best athletes. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark Spensdorf Realtors. Now, I don't want to embarrass Ed by mentioning his name, but if you stop and think about it, he may be right. Just like the best real estate agent may not be who you think. Like a left tackle in football, a golfer hits it hard off the tee. Like a sprinter, the golfer walks down the fairway to reach his ball. Then like a quarterback who wants to connect with a distant target, the golfer hits the ball again, and in my case, again and again and again. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling a home, draft your team by interviewing the players. Find out who will block that offensive lineman from knocking your deal down. And find out about the Shell Bucks option play. When interviewing, call or email me to find out why people often say, When you want the job done, call Shell Done. You can reach me at 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. That's 483-0546 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now and don't fumble that ball.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
To 92.9 FM ESPN. Jessica Benson in for Jason and John this week. And like I said at the very beginning of the week, my goal is to spam you with as many awesome, smart, intelligent, just incredible women's voices in sports media. And there's one that was such an obvious for me that I needed to talk to. That is the Rachel Burbo, the first woman to host radio on Sirius XM. She is also the founder of Changing the Narrative. She's a Heisman voter. She's an all-around just baller. I mean, that's all I can describe you as, Rachel. How's it going?
It is going great, and I'm so glad to get to do this with you, man. Anytime I'm hosting a women's event, and I've done it for, like, you've been to one at SEC Media Days next week, and anytime we can, you know, I can assist or give an atta girl or, you know, just watch, sit by and watch and cheer another female expanding in the sports world, man, that just, it makes me happy. And I watch it every day. However, we still have a lot of work to do. So kudos to you for hosting this show on the airwaves of Memphis.
Well, for people who might not know you and certainly don't know our relationship, when I was coming out of college at USC, I was connected with Rachel, and she does a wonderful job of mentoring and just providing both, you know, friendship and career advice for young women starting to get into the industry. And so we went from kind of having like a working relationship to being friends. We shared a room at SEC Media Days a few years ago. I am so sad that we won't be doing that again. But honestly, just one of like the biggest hearts, I think, in this industry, which is one of the things that sets you so far apart. And we'll just dive right into what you're doing with Changing the Narrative, because your heart doesn't show any fuller than your work that you do with CTN. For people who are unfamiliar with what that means and what that is to you, kind of give a brief rundown of the work that you do with college athletes across the country, and now professional athletes, high school athletes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the summer of 2016, the elevator pitch, in the summer of 2016, it was a really dark summer in college athletics. We were coming off of Penn State. It was Baylor. It was Boise State. Really no school was immune from sexual violence, domestic violence, guys getting in trouble. And I would go around, Jessica. I'd be at airports. I'd be in my mom's shop and different places. And I'd encounter people that would say, oh, football players are nothing but a bunch of blank. And let's just say it was derogatory, okay? And I'm a spicy Latina, and I didn't like that at all. And so I was just audacious enough to believe that I could affect change. And so I created this very simple curriculum called Changing the Narrative, and it started as, who are you away from the football field? What if you never were a football player? What makes your heart beat faster? You know, what is your purpose? Because football is not your purpose. Contrary to what your neighborhood has told you, your family told you, your friends have told you, the media has told you, you were not born to be a football player. That's a gift and a talent by which you can change the world and use it as a platform. And so I then thought at that moment that I was going to be going into high schools. My dear friend Kevin Elko, who's a famous sports psychologist, worked with the Colts and Nick Saban and Louisville baseball, and he said, oh, by the way, Jimbo Fisher wants you to come speak to his team and be the first female sportscaster to ever address his football team. And I tell you, Jessica, my heart was beating like out of my chest. I mean, you could hear it three states over that day. And little did I know that that one stop would turn into 30-plus schools, 50 stops. A lot of schools embraced me multiple times. And what it has evolved into is purpose, passion, platform. How do we view women for kings? And I say be a king. How do we view women? How do we treat women? But more importantly, deep down, how do we feel about women? Because it's one thing to take her on a date and be nice, but if you have a deep-seated issue with women from something with your past, that's eventually going to come out. So we talk about that. And then the other thing that I recognize that these athletes are teaching me out on the road is that mental health, that our young men, because of cultural norms, because of what they've been told, because of false ideas of masculinity, are literally dying in front of us, and they're wearing masks, and they're not telling us that they're struggling inside. And we go to the doctor for our knees, for our back, you know, for our fingers, for everything else, but we don't go to the head doctor. We don't somehow there's a stigma around getting help and asking for help. And so in my program, we talk about breaking that stigma down of asking for help, and it's just been nothing short of miraculous. I now speak to queens, too, because I recognize that women are part of the solution and part of the equation, and it's just it's incredible. I'm now embarking on some work with the Pro Football Hall of Fame, going to be at the Enshrinement, and it's just growing daily.
You mentioned you have been to now, your school list is just ever-growing. What are some of the schools around this area, the Memphis area, which extends into, you know, SEC country as well, that you've been able to go and share your message with so far?
Yeah, Ole Miss, I've been to Auburn, I've been to Alabama, I've been to Texas A&M, I've been to LSU. I want to go to Memphis, wink, wink, hint, hint.
You heard it. Hopefully the right person's listening.
Right. I was in contact with your head football coach a year or so ago, and the communication got passed along to somebody, and it didn't get anywhere. And so I would really – he was all for it. But, again, I understand, you know, head coaches, you got a lot on your plate, but would love to come there. But, yeah, 31 schools. And what I love about this is I have D3 schools call me and say, well, can you talk to my guys, or can you talk to the baseball team? Absolutely. You know, it's not a big school deal. This is a message that's evergreen, really, for somebody who's 6 up to, you know, 69. To be a queen, to be a king, the message is for everybody. And I now have a program that I've been working on in secret for 8 months, and it's basically changing the narrative via on-demand training, via your phone, your tablet, your computer. And the first part of that is called High School King, and there'll be a High School Queen and a grade school king and queen. And then, Jessica, changing the narrative for parents, because we see these parents brawling at Disney World and brawling at the Little League game, and it's taught me that big bullies raise little bullies, and big broken people raise little broken people. And so it's really just growing legs, and it's really awesome to see.
Your passion it leaps out of everything that you do, which is one of the reasons why it's so successful. We're talking with Rachel Barbeau, XM, Sirius XM host, and Changing the Narrative founder. With Changing the Narrative, obviously, you have dreams enough. You would love to help every single person in this world who needs the help. But you have been so connected to these players, and that's something that stands out to me, is you don't just go drop into a school and you're gone from their lives without, you know, breaking anyone's confidence or something like that. Can you share some one or two stories of these athletes that you have seen, and you've seen a drastic change based on what the changing the narrative has done?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. And that's the first thing. First things first, I would never share anything, you know, and never share names unless they tell me I can, but I can share stories. And here's the way I look at this. If I went in and talked and just spoke and left, I couldn't do what I do. And what do I mean by that? I mean that if there weren't 30 or 40 deep waiting to talk to me at every school afterwards.
I've seen the lines. There are pictures of the lines. That's an honest fact.
And it blows my mind. And they're like, and I'm like, who am I that they want to talk to me? Because I'm not a coach, I'm not a therapist, and we're trying to get them to talk to the therapist, but I'm not affiliated with their school in any way. And what young men and women are telling me across the country is they don't go seek help mentally because they're afraid of losing playing time, being seen as weak, or losing their scholarship. This is a real deal. And so they wait to talk to me, and, you know, just amazing stories. There was a young man at Auburn 2 years ago that messaged me afterwards. And what I do afterwards, I put up my Twitter. They follow me. I follow them back. It gives us a safe place to DM. So should they not want to wait for all their teammates or talk in front of their teammates, they can. And this young man messaged me, and he said, "Miss Rachel, my whole life I never wanted to be anything like my dad." He said he's, you know, pretty much a deadbeat dad. And he said, "I found myself recently taking after him." And he said, "You told me in your talk that kings do extraordinary things like forgive people that haven't asked for forgiveness." And he said, "You know, I recognized that the move that I needed to make." And he said, "I picked up the phone And I called my deadbeat dad, and I told him I forgave him. And he said, I feel like a 2-ton weight was lifted off my chest, and I can now be the man that God created me to be. And I was, just tears, rolled down my face. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he invited me down to the Senior Bowl to meet his family. I had another young man recently that reconnected with his father after he'd been incarcerated for 18 years. And that was just, unreal. I had another young man call me and tell me that he was angry and injured and that he was treating his girlfriend in a way that he was not proud of and that he was scared, that he did not have tools in his toolbox, Jessica, to deal with what he was dealing with, and he was scared of what might happen if he could cross the line. And he said, will you help me? And he said, maybe I need counseling. And I was able to call that school and call that coach and get him counseling on the DL. He went, and you think about it, if he had not called me, if I had not been there, what if he had crossed the line and put his hands on his girlfriend out of anger, out of not having tools in his toolbox, and ended his career, altered his life? You have a victim, you have, a perpetrator. I mean, these are crazy things that's happened. And even as big as middle of the night suicide phone calls, where we just talk them through it. And I'm thankful for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I'm maternal. Maybe it's because I'm, like their aunt. I guess I could be their mom, which is weird. But, they're drawn
sister,
to me.
Very cool older sister, Rachel.
Thank
Let's go
you.
With that.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you. They're drawn to me. And I'll take it all day long. And it's beautiful, beautiful, heavy, beautiful work.
Rachel Barbeau, Changing Lives with Changing the Narrative. You can find more information at imchangingthenarrative.org. Find her on Twitter at Rachel Barbeau. Fun fact, switching to your what got you into all of this is football. And people might not know, but you are the queen of SEC Media Days. Do you even know that's your title? Because that's how I view you.
I think I'm going to walk down Radio Row next week with a crown on. Thank
I think you. I will send you one. Because honestly, you cannot walk. I experienced SEC Media Days with Rachel. I guess it was now, 2 years ago?
Years ago. Absolutely.
You cannot walk through a lobby. You cannot walk through a hallway. You can't sit in on, one of the press conferences. Because Rachel gets taken by everyone wants to talk to Rachel. So I'm just here to toot your own horn. But I want to ask you, because I was someone who moved to the South, and obviously we're big Memphis people here too, but it's huge SEC country. And I had always seen the SEC as this absolutely insane, bizarre, just different world, which it is, which moving here just furthered that. What is it about this conference and SEC Media Days that just allows it to be the circus that it really is?
Well, I think it's a number of reasons. I think one of the things is it is close to, if not a religion here. We have the Falcons. We have the Titans or those things, but we have college sports, and there is something in a collegiate game. I don't care. Yeah, there's problems. Yeah, there's a transfer rule. Yeah, there's the four games and the redshirt rule. There's all these things we got to figure out. There's name and likeness, but there is something about the college game that is not present in the pro game, and it's passion, it's history, it's pageantry, it's playing for pride. It is, I don't know, it's your grandpa and your grandpa and your grandpa's grandpa. I mean, it's something about it. And we treat it like that. It is not we might do that. It's everything evolves around it. You don't get married in the fall, or you get married on a Sunday.
I have way too many friends who do not understand this very. I have four weddings in the fall. They need to get to the South and get some culture in them.
Intervention. I know people having covered Alabama. I went to Auburn, covered Alabama, threw a couple of national championships. I know people that have gotten written out of a will. Written out of a will. We've even had gunfights, and I'm not proud of that. In the state of Alabama.
It's a different place. Different place over there.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons. And, the resources, the coaches, the history, Mike Slide, the commissioner, Speak Softly and Carry a Big Stick, former commissioner, Greg Sankey took over the SEC. It's just the whole little adage, whatever, what PR campaign came up with this, that it just means more in the SEC, they're kind of right.
It's annoying to everyone else except the SEC. And that means, frankly, they are doing it correctly. That's what it's all about. We're talking to Rachel Barbeau, founder of Changing the Narrative and host on Sirius XM. You will be at SEC Media Days next week. I want to ask you real quickly while we wrap up, and these can be just kind of quick hot takes. There are four teams that we mostly cover around here, which I would say are Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Arkansas. If you can give me your one hot take about each of those teams real fast to wrap things up, what would those be?
You know, I think at Ole Miss, I think Matt Luke, he's got to exceed the interim tag. He is an Ole Miss man, and I think the absolute most of him, but he lost his offensive coordinator to UNC, so that's going to be tough on him. And as much as he's an Ole Miss man, he's got to step out of that interim tag and into the – and he's not an interim anymore. I'm talking about just from a perception standpoint. And they have to take that next step forward underneath him. I think Arkansas, it's still a rebuild. It's going to be a rebuild for and they knew that. You know, it's a given there. And so it's going to take a little bit longer at Arkansas. Mississippi State, ball coach Joe Mo, he's got that thing rolling. I'm very excited to see what he's doing down there. And just actually was chatting with him last night. And so he took over a very successful program, got his cupboard fully stocked when he got there. And Tennessee, interestingly enough, I think Jeremy Pruitt's the guy to return them to national prominence.
What?
I don't know if we're talking like, you know, national championship game, but New Year's Day game. I absolutely believe that. They've got the money. They've got the resources. They've got the facilities. They've got it all. They've got the panache, the history, all of it, the fan base, the alumni, all of it. They've got everything they need. And he's assembled such a great staff there. I really think that given the time that he needs, and what he had to do was weed out, no disrespect to Butch Jones, but he had to weed out some of those players and some of the players. I call it roster grooming.
Okay.
Slap some beard oil on it, Jessica Benson. And he had to do a little roster grooming at Tennessee, and I do think he's the guy to get him back to the promised land.
Hey, he has a lot of Memphis kids on that roster, too. So even the Memphis-Tennessee rivalry that runs deep here through Memphis, you can always root for the Memphis kids. Maybe. It's a little harder when they wear orange. Rachel, you are a gem for joining us. I so appreciate it. I appreciate you, and this was just so fun for me, and I love you. You're the best.
Thank you, my friend. Rock on.
Absolutely. Catch Rachel Barbeau's work on Sirius XM College Sports. You can find more information about her foundation, Changing the Narrative, at imchangingthenarrative.org. Rachel is just, she's a wonderful person. And you can hear how much
the passion
this all means to her.
Yeah.
The passion runs for college football, and she's not just SEC. She does a ton of stuff with ACC. She was actually a sideline reporter for the ACC network for some time. But she's so well-rounded, and she's one of those people who just knows everything. Like women, frankly, women have to bulk up a little bit when it comes to what you know and how you present knowing it. And she does it. And she's been a wonderful role model for so many people, including myself.
I think that the mental health aspect of this is important, that
she's
a speaker with these college teams, because that builds relationships with the coaches, like she has a relationship with Joe Moorhead and these other coaches in the SEC. But we've been talking about mental health a lot more in sports, because so many people with social media, the young people coming up in the sport in college, they now have Twitter and accounts that have thousands. Like, good one is, I was looking at Blaze Jordan down in South Haven. So he's in the home run derby for this high school competition at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. He has 20,000 Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine being in high school and you can do something with 20,000?
No.
Somebody, you can experience 20,000 interactive.
And that can go so bad so fast.
That can go so bad,
so,
so,
bad
fast.
So fast.
You break an arm. Something doesn't go right. You're not what you were expected to be. Your confidence is waning. Maybe you're vulnerable. And so the mental health aspect thing, I think, is a great thing that she's done to bridge and get in. And then, obviously, she knows her stuff when it comes to the SEC.
Absolutely. And just with that mental health thing, I mean, truly making a difference. I have seen so many players reach out to her, post on their own accounts what her work has meant to them. They've shared it with others. She can't be a one-woman army. She would love to be a one-woman army, and she would give it her best shot, but she gets a lot of help too. And just love to see what she does. We appreciate her coming
Thanks
on.
Thanks for setting that up. It's good.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more here on 92.9 FM ESPN coming up.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Hi, I'm Paul. Isn't it nice when you can keep things simple? Well, now when you switch to Sprint, you can get both an unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. Plus, Sprint's doing things differently and now offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. I mean, I think Sprint's network and savings are great, but don't just take my word for it. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. So, why wouldn't you switch to Sprint? An unlimited plan and the Galaxy S10e for just $35 per month with a 100% total satisfaction guarantee. See what I mean? It's that simple. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee select exclusions apply. S10e, 128 gigabyte, $15 a month after $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. If cancel early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Don't miss the return of the soulful, sensual, sensational Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today. 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today. 754-0454.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. Summer brings longer days and warmer temperatures. It's a great time to spend more time outside enjoying nature, and it can be a great benefit to both you and the environment. Spending days and evenings in places like parks, beaches, or lakes not only feels great, but will save electricity from lights, computers, and TVs if you just spent time indoors. And don't forget, camping makes an ideal summer vacation. It all starts with just one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. With special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Thank you to Brad Carson for giving me the theme song of my life that I've always wanted, the Spice Girls. Thank you, Brad. Thank you to Joe Tessitore, Jeff Coggins, Rachel Barbeau, and really to all of you. Seriously, we could not have done these Memphis ESPYs without your contributions. They were awesome. We had a great time. Now let's get to the checkout.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Okay, so... we'll talk about the Grizzlies game, which is tonight at 9:30 against the Celtics. That's probably the big one that most people are
talking about. Undefeated.
Right? Undefeated teams here, and the Grizzlies are trying to get into the championship bracket.
Man, this is the championship we've got. When we are looking for moments to remember for the Mespies next year, a summer league championship, Man, well, that could hold some weight.
We'll have a parade, and I'll let you decide where you'd like the parade route to be.
Ew.
For our Summer League Championship.
Okay. Great.
Minus Ja Morant. Imagine if we had Ja Morant in it. It'd be even better. He could be in the championship parade. So tonight, the Grizzlies do play at the UNLV Thomas and Mack Center. That game is at 9:30. You can watch it on ESPN2. And they play the Celtics. So we'll see what the Celtics Summer League team looks like. Also, you had Joe Tessitore on in Hour 1. If you missed that interview, by the way, we'll play it during the 6 tonight, which is at 6 o'clock from 6 to 7. But Joe is really really appealing to the children these days because of this show Holy Moly, which is on... it's actually on ABC tonight on your station.
7 o'clock, local 24.
So you can leave the golf to the robots. They have a robot golfer. Steph Curry is on this. 12 contestants put their skills to the test and face off on a super-sized miniature golf course. Jake, my son, who's 11, contends that these are all actors because there's some weird people that they have on the show.
What a conspiracy theory.
I know. He has, like, conspiracy, Holy Moly conspiracy theories. So
you know Holy Moly's made it when there are actually conspiracy theories. I actually think I am going to check out Holy Moly. I'm going to give it a shot because it seems really entertaining. Again, that's tonight on Local 24 at 7 o'clock. I will be heading to the ballpark tonight to see the Memphis Redbirds coming off their All-Star break. Third straight All-Star win for the Pacific Coast League.
Pacific Coast League yesterday.
They won for a third straight year. And the Redbirds come back tonight to face the Oklahoma City Dodgers for Throwback Thursday. I think they have some great deals on beers. I will be working, I will not be drinking those beers. But you do you.
And they wear the Chicks uniforms?
Yes. I think it's like $2 beers.
Oh, this is a good night to go to AutoZone Park.
You should go to AutoZone Park, and I'll be there with my camera, standing, not drinking.
We went to the game last weekend, and they had this contest. I'll just say it was for a free Rolex.
What?
And you had to pick what time the game ends. And I picked 10:45 p.m. because the game was delayed because of rain. And I was 3 minutes late because the ball on the third out passed the catcher on strike three. And it would have been 10:45 my time. Instead, the runner beat the throw to first, and I, Brad Carson, did not win
a Rolex. Wow. Well, they clearly have some things to give away down there.
You should
all go. I got to give a shout out because tonight, if you are watching Holy Moly, you might as well stick around all night on Local 24. My guy Clayton Collier is filling in on the anchor desk for our sports director, Doc Holliday. So he will have those Redbirds highlights for you. I will probably sneak in some really dumb references of some kind because that's what we do to each other. But be sure to check it out. I'll be back on Local 24. You can catch me weekends, Saturday and Sunday. I know, local news on the weekends. It's what you want to do, but I promise we make it fun. So tune in. Thank you so much for having me this week. A huge thanks to 92.9 FM ESPN and Jason and John for letting me fill in this chair. Gene Otto and Jeffrey coming up next with Mark live from Peach Jam. It has been an awesome week. Thank you guys for making it so awesome. It all comes back to you. Catch me Saturdays and Sundays. I will see you on the flip side.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A World Golf Championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of government.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-721-0383. But there's a limit of 3 per household. So call now and we'll give you a free gold guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free gold guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-721-0383. That's 1-800-721-0383.
1-800-383.
Psst, down here. Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay, and 7/15/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just got to eat. Am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh... Oh, man. Try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup. $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
You gonna come join me?
Yeah, I was just inside watching TV. I'm fed up with this nonsense. Protect the border already. Put our safety first.
Relax. You know Mark Baker. I was just reading here how he's taken a stand to uphold the rule of law.
Mark Baker?
Mark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.